This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. MPs demand clarification over e-passport printing issue during today's House meeting. Grade 12 results published, 64.13% secure grades. And US lifts naval blockade as Iran's supreme leader says Trump made deal out of desperation. Now the news in detail. Members of the House of Representatives have expressed concern over the recent news report regarding the printing of the e-passports. At the beginning of today's meeting of the lower house, all opposition MPs stood up in protest, prompting Speaker Dolprasad Ariyal to give time to Nepali Congress MP Kharga Bahadur Buddha to speak. On the occasion, MP Buddha demanded clarification on the news report regarding the e-passport printing. Similarly, Rashtra Prajatantra Party MP Khushbu Oli also demanded the government's response on the e-passport printing issue. Likewise, CPN-EML MP Guru Prasad Baral demanded that the Vice Chancellor selection process be made free from political influence and stressed that no one should weaken the autonomy of the universities. Nepali Communist Party MP Ganesh Bahadur Vishwakarma protested Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement on the border between Nepal and India. Shram Sanskriti Party MP Harka Raj Rai complained that he was not able to see the budget book of the Ministry of Defence. He also demanded that the government clarify the news reports that a Nepali citizen was taken hostage in Patna, Bihar, India. The National Examination Board, NEB, today published the results of Grade 12 examinations. As per the NEB, 64.13% students have secured grades in all subjects. Of them, 69.75% students were graded in regular category and 42.38% students in the partial category. A total of 418,179 students appeared in the examinations this year, including 332,241 in the regular category and 85,929 in the partial category. Nepal has recorded the highest pre-monsoon rainfall in the past 45 years. An average 226 millimeters rainfall takes place in Nepal during the pre-monsoon. However, the country received 339.5 millimeters rainfall during this year's pre-monsoon. This is an increase by 145.5%. According to meteorologists at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Sanjeev Adhikari. Meanwhile, Chapa recorded the highest rainfall, 208 mm in the last 24 hours, shared information officer at the department Dinkar Kayasta. Rainfall has been continuously taking place in Chapa area for the past few days. Assistant Chief District Officer of Chapa, Tez Prakash Prasai, mentioned that isolated rainfall has been taking place in some limited areas in the recent days. Similarly, heavy rainfall was recorded in Ilam, Morang, Sunsari and Sindhuli as well as Kaski, Lamjung and Gorkha in the past 24 hours. Since 1981, pre-monsoon has been analyzed based on data of 126 rainfall measurement centers across the country. The historic 1600-year-old chariot procession of Karunamaya Arya Avalokiteshwar, the Bodhisattva of infinite compassion, will reach its grand finale tomorrow with the traditional display of Poto, which is a jewel-studded vest at Jaulakhel in Lalitpur. Lalitpur Metropolitan City Ward No. 4 Chairperson Santosh Kharka confirmed the final preparations are underway at the Lalit Mandap. Revered by the Newar community as Bungatya, the deity has been processed through Pulchok, Mangal Bazar and Laganghel over the past couple of months. Following the Bhoto Jatra, the idol will be carried in an artistic cut back to its home temple in Bungamati. Though deeply rooted in Buddhist tradition, this ancient celebration of rain and prosperity is widely known across Nepal today as the Rato Machindranath Rath Yatra. The Embassy of Pakistan recently hosted its 14th annual Ambassador of Pakistan Scholarship Ceremony at the Aloft Hotel in Kathmandu, honoring over 200 outstanding merit and need-based higher secondary students from across Nepal. Pakistan's ambassador to Nepal, Abrar H. Hashmi, presiding as the chief guest, presented the awards and reaffirmed Pakistan's deep commitment to nurturing Nepal's youth. In a special tribute marking the 105th birth anniversary of Pakistan's founder, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, a laptop was awarded to top-performing student Prapti Lamsal from Trivan University. Ambassador Hashmi urged young achievers to master future-focused fields like STEM, health innovation and critical thinking. Launched in 2013, the prestigious program continues to champion academic excellence, bridging futures and strengthening ties between Nepal and Pakistan. The ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Nepal, Abdulal Shamsi, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal on Thursday to discuss bilateral relations, trade and investment. Speaker Aryal highlighted the UAE as a crucial partner for trade, investment and labor. He specifically urged the UAE government to simplify visa processing by reconsidering the mandatory police report requirement for Nepali citizens. Emphasizing Nepal's commitment to creating an investor-friendly climate, Aryal invited enhanced collaboration in infrastructure, tourism, energy and technology, which aligns with UAE Vision 2031. Air connectivity was a focus of the meeting. Speaker Aryal welcomed the upcoming Pokhara-Dubai-Pokhara direct flights starting from 23rd of September, noting its role in connecting Pokhara internationally. He also requested the resumption of Dubai-Bhairahawa-Dubai flights. Ambassador Al-Shamsi characterized the bilateral relationship as friendly and multi-dynamic, reaffirming the UAE's positive stance on boosting mutual cooperation in trade, investment, tourism and technology moving forward. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. The United States has lifted its naval blockade of Iran following the signing of a preliminary agreement between the two countries aimed at ending the conflict in the Middle East. According to the BBC, U.S. Central Command confirmed that the blockade had been removed under President Donald Trump's directive, while noting that some American naval vessels would remain in the region. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Mostaba Khamenei publicly endorsed the agreement for the first time, saying he had approved the deal despite holding a different view. He said he accepted the agreement after receiving assurances from President Masoud Pezeshkian that Iran's national rights would be protected. Khamenei also claimed that President Trump had used all kinds of leverage out of desperation to secure the agreement. He said future face-to-face negotiations between Tehran and Washington would continue, but stressed that such talks would not signify acceptance of the United States' position. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. MPs demand clarification over e-passport printing issue during today's House meeting. Grade 12 results published, 64.1% students secure grades. And U.S. lifts naval blockade as Iran's supreme leader says President Donald Trump made the deal out of desperation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.